Welcome today to the Christian Life and Leadership Podcast. My name is Tim Price. I'm so thankful that you're here as we discuss the topic of stress and completing the stress cycle. I hope it's helpful for you today. A couple things before we get started. One, I've had a bit of a cold the last couple days. I'm getting better now, but my voice sounds a little like I have a cold today. Number two, every once in a while on these podcasts, you might hear the chirp of a bird. I just want to let you know that bird's name is Oliver. And even though it's upstairs where I'm recording the podcast, you can still hear him clearly every once in a while. Now you have inside information. I had actually never heard of the concept of completing the stress cycle, and then after reading a book, I heard about it in two or three other places, so maybe you've already known about this. The concept is, in order to prevent burnout, you have to complete the stress cycle so you're not on constant go mode. I recently read this book called Burnout by twin sisters, Emily and Amelia Nagoski. And the tagline is intriguing because it says, the secret to unlocking the stress cycle. Everyone has both stress and stressors, and those aren't going to go away as long as we are alive. What's important is not what comes at us, but how we deal with these stresses. And according to the authors, we want to complete the stress cycle. There's no reason to have unneeded stress and all the physiological changes that brings in our bodies for any longer than necessary. For example, if you realize a lion is coming after you in the jungle, you immediately have stress and begin to run. If you notice the lion all of a sudden keeled over dead, you may be unsure if you should keep running or confirm that the lion is dead. You continue dealing with your stress even as you continue on your path. And to break free, you have to close that stress cycle. Well, here are some ways to bring it to a close, to start fresh again, and wait to respond again later. If you can get into the habit of doing something along these lines, it can prevent burnout, and I'll share that in just a moment. So here are the ways, or at least some ideas, for completing the stress cycle. Number one, talk about it. In our example here of the lion chasing you, which was actually from the book, you might still be running and eventually wind up back with your loved ones as you arrive back at camp, and you start telling the harrowing story. You're scared, your thoughts, your heart rate, your feelings, everything about the whole thing. You weren't sure if you would ever make it back, and your friends begin to gather around you and say, wow, and it's going to be okay, and glad you're back. They smile and they understand. Some of them have even been in a similar situation, and finally you discover through that conversation and those people that the stress response is lowered and you have completed the cycle. A second way is to engage in physical activity. While most won't get chased by a lion, you obviously could list a million other stressors that can easily linger. Conversations at work, bad news from an investment, a terrible grade on an exam, and any other thing could go on, a health-related thing. One way to regularly close a stress cycle is to exercise or take part in physical activity. Whether you take a walk or work out or ride your bike, you will sense your stress level going down. And this is one of the best and most common ways to close the stress loop cycle. You begin to think clearly and are able to put into the situation into perspective. Your mind begins to think of next steps and alternatives to your situation. Have you ever noticed that tension always seems to subside when you take time and take a walk after things go wrong? That's part of this idea of closing the stress cycle with physical activity. Well, number three, make a plan. When you are faced with stress from a financial issue or a school issue or job-related or relational situation, one great way to begin to close the stress cycle is to make a plan. Our minds are designed to figure things out. We want to know what the next step is. And if we stay in constant stress, we're not going to make great decisions. We can actually make ourselves sick. Instead, we need to make a plan. Determine a timeline, get a vision of what could happen, and determine what steps you can actually take today or tomorrow. I've often found this when I've pain in my side or whatever, and I think, oh no, this could be the worst. And my wife always reminds me, the best thing to do is to say, all right, I noticed this pain. If it's still there in 2 days or 3 days or whatever the case is, then I'll call a doctor. And making that plan kind of subsides the worry. That's a small example, but you could do that with a lot of things. Number four, remember the future. Another way to close the stress cycle is to think about the future. When you're overwhelmed or tired of a situation or without motivation, think ahead to something you're excited about. This will help alleviate the stress in the here and now and give you the oomph to keep moving forward. What vacation are you planning? What fun things are you planning to do with your friends and family? When is the next lull in your season of your work? When's the next time when you can plan to work on some administrative things to help you get out of the digging yourself deeper and deeper? You got to look ahead at those times and remember, in the future, you're going to have this opportunity to be free from whatever the stress is. The last one is to sing or praise. Much like Paul and Silas did when they were in prison in Acts 16, singing and praising is a great way to break the cycle. Singing does wonders for the soul and body. There's other ways to do it besides just singing. You can give God praise by writing your blessings in a journal or some kind of practice like that. Praise really does lift your spirit and your mood. It's known to bring about a healing sense, partly because God promises that he inhabits the praise of his people. So praise is really an incredible way to close the stress cycle in your life. And we praise for a lot of reasons, not just to complete a stress cycle loop, some concept that we've come up with here and in our lives. It's really because God is God. And the Psalms were really all about that. So many Psalms follow the format of lifting up the name of the Lord, the creator of the universe, and then basically shouting out and crying out the issues that one has in life, and then completing it with the fact that, but we still know that God is in control and God is in charge. And so praise reminds us that we can rejoice even in hard and stressful times. Even if it's the worst possible thing in the world, we still know we are God's. Well, this book was insightful and gave me some insight into how we wind up burning out in our jobs or our ministries or our life requirements. And so one great quote from this book and this concept about burnout is that exhaustion happens when we get stuck in an emotion. And though stress probably isn't technically an emotion, I have no idea, it does seem like one. And I can definitely see that a person could become exhausted when stuck in a constant cycle. So my thought today is for you and for me is to break the cycle. Don't let stress overtake you. Take concrete actions, the ones we just went through, and I'll run through them one more time, so that we can break free from constantly being stuck in that cycle and that emotion. So here they are again. Talk about it with somebody. Engage in physical activity. Make a plan. Remember the future. Sing or praise. And as we do that, we will find that we are completing the stress cycle and preventing burnout and opening our lives to the possibilities that God has for us. Thanks for listening. So glad that you've been a part of this. For anybody that's been with me for a lot of this podcast, just want to say a special thank you to you. And if you're new to this podcast, roughly every Tuesday, sometimes it's every other Tuesday, we try to put out an episode that correlates with the blog post from timpriceblog.com. If you go to that website, you can find a lot of things, a few ebooks and some ministry resources and a lot of maybe 1,200-1,500 blog posts related to parenting and ministry and music and all kinds of different angles that I am interested in because that's kind of my life. And so I invite you to check that out. If you're listening to this and thinking that you could definitely use somebody to talk to about season in your life going on in ministry, I would love to visit with you. Sometimes just a one-time phone call or a connection for a couple phone calls with somebody that's out of your normal loop, somebody that's not connected to your church, can make a big difference in removing barriers and coming up with a plan for things you can do. I'm not a trained counselor or a doctor or anything like that. I'm just another dude that's in ministry and would love just to visit on the phone. You can find out more about that at timpriceblog.com/coaching. Well, until next time, praying for you, blessings on you, and we'll see you.